Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this amazing day. I hope you are off to a great start, middle, or end of your day. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, and this is Coffee and Christ. This is my weekly share of the daily process that has literally transformed my life. I'm coming to you live here from Odds Cafe on West Haywood Road in Asheville, North Carolina. It's an amazing place. If you like the mountains, if you like the vibe of God and nature and all the beauty, Asheville's a great place to visit. And do come over here to Odds if you're in town, to Haywood Road, and see the crew over here at Odds Cafe. It is the place to be. All right. So if you're new to the podcast, this is totally spontaneous. I'll be taking notes as I go. So it isn't the best as far as an audio or video presentation, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to be genuine and real. So you are going to see my reaction and hear my reaction to several sources as we go along here. And my hope is that something in here brings you some hope or some new awareness or just another perspective on things for you. Almond milk latte, which is amazing. All right, let's get going. Verse of the day, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Follow God's example. Oh my gosh. Just that line right off the bat. So I just think about, okay, how do I follow God's example? Well, I have to know God. I have to have a relationship with God. How do I do that? Read the Bible, first of all. That's where I started, was reading the Bible. And then eventually you got to morph into spending some quiet time with God. What does that look like? It's going to be different for every person. Everybody's got their own examples of it. But just spending some time talking to God, really, because he hears you. If you've accepted Jesus into your heart, he hears you. So this isn't about church. If you're not a God person, you're not a Jesus person, that's okay. Because this isn't about going to church. I am not going to recommend you go to church at all or not say you shouldn't go to church. But I'm saying it's not about a church thing. That's not what it's about. Okay, so follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Okay, so he's giving us some examples of how you follow God's example, and that is walk in the way of love. And just thinking about that, it's what is walking in the way of love? It's smiling, it's being polite, it's courteous, it's helpful, it's serving others. It's recognizing others. All of those things are walking in the way of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That is the bomb right there. I mean, that is truly where the power of faith comes in, is knowing that God sent his only son down here to die on a cross so that we can be reconciled with his father. Oh, so amazing, because we're all sinners. I know you may have heard this before, but if you're brand new to all this stuff, I know it's like, what is sin? Da, 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 da. These rules, and no, it's not rules. Think about God as, if you follow his example, your life is going to just be better. It's going to be smoother. I'm not saying you're not going to have circumstances that are going to hit you, but you'll be able to just go right along through those because of your faith. It's really, really not about the desires of this world, culture, what they try to teach. I was a victim of that for most of my life because I didn't know anything about Jesus or God for that matter. And the Bible to me was just a bunch of gobbledygook. So if that's where you are, don't be discouraged. If it took me years and decades to figure it out, you have hope. Believe me, you have hope. And you know, it's deceiving the world. It's a consumer world. It's all about me, 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 and all of that. And that is just empty. I learned that. You're probably in the process of learning, or maybe you've learned that as well. So how do you get fullness in your life versus the emptiness that's offered in this world? That is the bomb. All right. Let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go back here. Verse of the day. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I post basis my daily ritual on Instagram. See if there's anything else I want to say here. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So really the message there is to serve others as Christ served us. Serve others the way Christ served me. When Jesus came into my life, it lifted all the weight off of my shoulders. It freed me in a way I can't even describe to you. So for me going forward, I want to be able to have the Holy Spirit work through me to provide some of that freedom for other folks. How do I do that? Through sharing my story and through being the example, walking in the way of love, following God's example. That's the way I do it. All right, so beautiful. It's just so great. And let me tell you, living life this way, no comparison to life before. All right. I'm on Proverbs 22, doing a plan on Proverbs, and it's all about wisdom, obviously, and following the Spirit. All right, so Proverbs 22, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord makes them all. That's Proverbs 22:2. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord makes them all. And, you know, this is something that I'm still on a quest for understanding. Rich and poor in spirit. Because that's what Jesus came to do. He came to heal spirit. That's what he really came to do. He is the healer, and it is to get our mind, our spirits right. So, rich and poor. So if you're rich in spirit, poor in spirit, the Lord makes them all. Now, some people may read that as in wealth, material wealth in this world. Well, that's probably true too. So I think it really comes down to anything that you're looking at will fit into this category now that I think about it. So the desire to be wealthy or rich goes back a long, long way. So I think he's talking here about wealth in this world. We as people soon discover that to have is better than not having. However, over time, the desire to be secure and well off has grown from living comfortably to living with excess. Okay. God made them all rich and poor. So I like that. And that is what has happened. I think culture has encouraged living in excess instead of just what you need, right? That's the difference. Our modern culture even celebrates those who have huge mansions, fancy cars, and live in luxury. The danger with this is that we become proud or dependent on our wealth and privilege and forget that God has given us the ability to amass such riches. Yeah, so that's where pride and ego can come in. And, you know, you think about it. Think about our entertainers. Think about athletes that have all of this excess out there. if it becomes a pride thing for people, that's what takes people down, right? You can't make it a pride thing. You have to understand that with those excesses, there comes responsibility. The danger with this is that we become prouder dependent. All right, I read that. When I read the verse above, a verse I've come across before, it stood out to me differently. I immediately thought of two key moments in our lives, the day we were born and the day that we die. Huh. Interesting. Okay, I want to see where he's going here. Both days have one thing in common. We are on our own. That is true. We're born, we're on our own. We die, we're on our own. Not only are we on our own, but we also don't have any material possessions with us. Yes. When we are born and die, no material possessions. That's true. Okay. Both days. All right. We're born with nothing and we die with nothing. When we come to meet Jesus at the end of our days, we won't be able to hold up our houses or cars to him and claim glory or reward for them. These are not the kinds of things that God put us on the earth to gain. I believe that God is far more concerned with the person we have become, our inner richness. So the key is who we have become. And I like this, our inner richness. What that speaks to me is just the ability to, I hate the term go deep, but our inner richness is just kind of really understanding our purpose here on earth. It's not to amass wealth. It's not to live secure lives. It's not to make a bunch of money. But to really realize that true purpose and then to live that purpose, whew, that is what is inspiring inside, from the inside. Anything that inspires you from the inside, it gets you fired up on the inside, like this is getting me fired up right now. That's a clue for you. That's a clue for me. Okay, so our inner richness. Then he is about the material wealth we have gathered during our lifetime. So think about that. That's what, when we meet Jesus, that's what he's going to look at. That inner richness versus the material wealth. Ah, I love that. Gotta write that down. Inner richness, that's the key. This kind of shift in our cultural thinking and behavior requires us to fight against the current of modern living and choose to add more to our character than add more to our homes. Yes, love that. Yes. You know, I can think about my life now. And it is all about Jesus and God has me out there. That's why I'm doing a podcast at Odds Cafe every Thursday. Is to be out there because God is telling me, don't sit in your house. Don't worry about amassing wealth in this world. I need you out there sharing you, being you, and letting the Holy Spirit work through you to glorify me. That's it. Proverbs 22:21 says this. A good name is to be chosen over great wealth. Favor is better than silver or gold. Oh, look at this. Dropping the bomb. A good name is to be chosen over great wealth. Isn't that it right there? So that's it. That's the key. And again, it isn't going out to be accepted by others. It's following God's example, what the verse of the day talked about. That's the key. Walking in love. That is the key. And am I the best at it? No. But hopefully I'm getting better every day as I learn more about the example that God has set, the example that Jesus has set. He is God in a bod. He came here to show us how to live that way. He is our ultimate example. Perhaps we should spend our days on earth weighing the content of our characters more than we weigh the wealth of our own kingdoms. Amen. This, when the time comes, will bear much more fruit on the day we meet Jesus than if we present him with our silver and gold. Yeah, I think, you know, material wealth in this world should be just don't focus on the excesses. Simplify. Jesus taught about simplify, make life simpler. Just, you know, you don't have to have all the stuff. Just make it simpler. Make it simpler. And do things that, you know, I think what I've learned in life is you can just go overboard with the wealthy stuff, but it doesn't bring you anything. So as I've simplified, that doesn't mean like I just buy milk cartons to sit on and stuff like that. No, if I'm going to get like a reading chair, a chair to relax, I'm going to get a good quality chair. That's simplifying. So now I'm not having to deal with getting another chair every year and a half or, you know, that sort of thing. So I think making it simple for you to be the best you can be at serving God is the key. Taking care of your body, right? So you can have the energy to go out and do what he wants you to do. All of those things fall right into place. Whew, I love it. Ooh, now let's see. So Proverbs, we'll see how much of this we can get to. Got a couple of minutes. So we already read 1 and 2. 22:3, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. So there we go. Humility, being humble. And I think, you know, humility is something that God can judge each of us on, you and I. People can see the, you know, 10 people can know me, half can think I'm humble and half can think I'm conceited and full of pride. So we can't rely on other people to determine your humility. It's between you and God. God knows. So I always say, check the motives. I always ask God to check the motives of my heart in any situation. And for me, I think he knows my motives are not for excess. He knows my motives are for him, for Jesus. Sometimes my motives can get out of whack a little bit, but that's what the Holy Spirit is there to keep me back in line. That's where my community is there to ask me questions that make me think and take me back to the Word, right? So humility is something that comes from your relationship with Jesus, with God. Don't rely on other people. Don't let other people judge you. That is not what the Bible wants us to do. All right, I'll read one more because we're about wrapped up here. And the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Yes. So that just requires discernment. If you're not following Jesus, if you haven't given Jesus a chance in your life and surrendered to Jesus, I would say give it a shot. Maybe try it for a day. Maybe just conceptualize it. Wow, what if I did? Just keep an open mind to it is what I'm going to tell you. Because just for me, it transformed my life. Plain and simple. It's like a boom, transformation. And it continues to be transformed every day. So my hope is wherever you are at on your spiritual journey, that this podcast gave you a little bit of hope today. Maybe gave you a little bit of new awareness, some inspiration like it did me. And join me every Thursday for another episode of Coffee and Christ here at Odds Cafe. And I hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, or evening. Check the show notes for how you can connect with us in our community. We've got a lot of great things going on. So, love you. Subscribe, share, all that stuff. Take care.